Well, the romance between Jane's niece, Betty, and Carl, the nephew of Mr. Race's wealthy business partner, isn't going so well. Carl's uncle, Mr. Neff, won't consent, and Mr. Race is afraid the old man might dissolve the real estate partnership if Betty has ideas of marrying Carl. This episode is in two scenes, Mr. Neff's office, and then Mr. Race's real estate office, where Betty and Carl work. But first to Mr. Neff, where Jane has come to plead her niece's cause. Listen.
Now, Mr. Neff, I want you to tell me just why you won't let Carl marry Betty.
I don't care to discuss it with you, Mrs. A.
Well, I do. Now, you just tell me why. Just give me 50 good reasons.
50?
Yes.
You give me one good reason why you should.
One? Oh, that's easy. One good reason. Well,
Take your time.
Thanks. Well, she's very pretty.
That?
What?
I said that.
What do you mean? You think she isn't?
I haven't noticed. I don't care. That's no reason.
Oh. Well, I'll give you another one. But she is as pretty as a picture. You haven't seen her with her hair pinned up wearing one of those new hats comes down.
Mrs. Ace, I don't care what she looks like.
Oh. Well, just so you don't say she isn't pretty. Pretty, I said. Not beautiful. I know she's no Venus B. DeMille, but she is.
She's no what?
What?
What did you say?
When?
Mrs. Ace, I have the time to sit here.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Neff. You asked me to give you some reasons why they should get married, and I'm going to.
Well, I wish you would.
Well, they make a lovely-looking couple, especially Carl. I don't understand that, Mr. Neff. Does that mean yes or no?
I mean, those reasons aren't good enough for my nephew to throw his whole life away on a girl. He'll have to do better than that.
Well, let me see. Oh, yes, I thought of another one. They love each other.
Bah.
Well, if you're going to keep saying that.
Love each other, huh? Just met a couple of weeks ago. I made a mistake putting him into that office where she could sit there making sheep eyes at him.
Bah.
What?
I said bah. Now, let's both stop bleeding around the bush and get down to business.
Ah, so you admit it is a business. It's the money you think Carl's coming into.
Money? Money doesn't make any difference.
Well, let me tell you right now, Mrs. Ace, if that boy doesn't stop this foolishness and settle down to learning the business, I'll cut him out of my will. That'll make a difference.
What will?
My will.
Will what?
I said I'd cut him out of my will. I won't leave him a red cent. Now, you tell that to that niece of yours and see how fast she changes her mind about marrying Carl.
Oh, she knows it. She doesn't care about the money. They love each other.
Ah.
Oh, we're back to that again. Mr. Neff, you know as well as I do that they are going to get married.
I know no such thing.
Oh, well, if you've seen any movies at all, the rich boy and the poor girl in love...
Movies? This is no movie.
But it's just like a movie, and they always get married in the movies.
I don't know anything about the movies. I haven't gone to them in years.
But when you did go, don't you remember about the poor girl and the rich boy?
No.
Now, just think of the last movie you saw. What was it?
The Birth of a Nation.
The Birth of... Oh, well, that's a little ahead of our story. I mean, when the boy and the girl are just thinking of getting married, and the rich father won't let them. Only in this case, it's the rich uncle.
He won't have a rich uncle. I'll disinherit him. I'll disown him.
But suppose they get married anyhow.
No, she won't marry him when she finds out there's no money coming.
Betty, you think Betty's marrying him for his money?
Of course she is.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Neff. There are some things you can't say about my niece, and that's it. I'll have you understand that Betty's mother is my sister, and her husband had more money than you've got before the crash. And just because he lost it all in the stockyards and Betty had to go to work, is no reason you can say she's after your filthy liquor. She's in love with Carl, and Carl's in love with her, and vice versa. But all you can think about is your money. Well, let me tell you, she wouldn't give that much for your money. Oh, it didn't snap. And she wouldn't touch a cent of it if you were the last man on earth. So put that in your hat and smoke it.
All right. Have it your way. But if she marries that boy, I'll dissolve my partnership with your husband.
Well, now, that's different. That's what we were afraid of.
Oh, you were, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But don't start saying it's the money. Now, about the partnership, Mr. Neff, would you really break it up if Betty and Carl got married?
I would. I will. I warn you, Mrs. Ace. And you know what that'll mean to your husband. Financial ruin.
Yes, I know. He told me. But why do you feel that way about Betty?
It's not Betty. It's any girl. I don't feel that Carl's ready to think about getting married. I sent him through school and spent a fortune so he could study law. And I'm not going to sit by and watch him throw his career away on a girl. There's time for that later.
What do you mean, later?
After he's settled down and gotten a full knowledge of all my business interests.
Well, how long would that take about?
How long?
Yes.
Depends on him. If he devotes his whole time to it and gets his mind off this foolish marriage business, after all, he's only a young man.
He's 22, Mr. Neff. That's pretty old for a young man.
What?
How old do you want him to be when he gets married?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Well, how long would it take before he learns the business, like you said?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, would it take, like, a month or 2 months?
It'll take years.
Years? Mr. Neff, would you expect Betty just to sit around for years and wait for Carl, would you?
I would not.
There, now, see, you haven't thought of that. I don't believe in long engagements either.
Engaged? Who's engaged?
Well, I guess they'd have to be if she's going to wait for him. And you forget that the older Carl gets, Betty gets that much older, too. You wouldn't want him to marry an old maid, would you?
Well, Mrs. Ace.
You see, you haven't thought about that. Well, you better think it over, Mr. Neff. I'll give you a week.
You'll give me a week?
Yes, I'll give you a week to think. Is your collar too tight, Mr. Neff?
No, my collar's not too tight.
Oh, then I guess it must be kind of stuffy in here. You ought to open that window. Well, I guess I'll be going then. Now, you think it over, Mr. Neff, and we won't do anything till we hear from you.
You won't do anything?
No, we'll wait till you think it over. Well, goodbye then. I guess I'll go over and tell Betty what you said. Goodbye.
Well, Betty, I had a talk with my estimable uncle this morning.
About us, Carl?
Well, yes.
Oh, you don't have to tell me what he said. I can see it all over your face.
Well, but that doesn't matter to me, honey. I told you what we do, and after this talk with him, I'm more convinced than ever that we'll do it. We'll run away and get married.
I'm afraid not, Carl.
But, Betty, you said you would.
I know I did, Carl, but...
But what? Only yesterday you stood right there and said you would. What's happened?
Yesterday I was only thinking of myself and you.
Well, what else is there to think about? We're all that counts.
I thought we were. But since then, well, my aunt and uncle have been telling me some things.
What things?
Please, Carl, let's not talk about it. We just can't get married unless your uncle gives his consent.
But if I'm willing to, I don't see why you won't. After all, Betty, it's me he's cutting off without a cent. And I can make a go of things on my own, in law. Honestly, I can.
I know you can, Carl. But I've got to think of my uncle. After all, I do owe him something.
I don't get you. What's he got to do with this?
Well, Uncle Ace thinks that Mr. Neff will dissolve this partnership if we go against his wishes.
Well, that's it.
And you know what that means. Uncle Ace is dependent on Mr. Neff. Well, he just started to do well here since your uncle came into the business. It would mean ruin for him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Carla, I'm so miserable.
This isn't my uncle, it's your uncle.
But there is one ray of hope.
I don't see it.
My aunt.
Your aunt? What about her?
She's over there now having a talk with your uncle. She's going to try and win her over to our side.
That chance she's got.
I don't understand what he's got against me.
Oh, it's not you, Betty. It's any girl. He just doesn't want me to...
Oh, I don't care. And Jane, what did he say? Well, it's the last story.
Sad one. I can see that.
What? What did he say, Aunt Jane? Is there any hope? Well, he's thinking it over.
Thinking it over?
Yes.
There, you see, I told you she'd do something. Oh, Aunt Jane, I love you.
You're welcome.
But what did he say? What did you say to him that you even got him the consent to think it over?
I said I'd give him a week to think it over.
You'll give him a week?
Yes.
He's weakening, Carl. We'll win him over yet.
I can't believe it.
Can't believe it. I just came from there.
I can't believe you won him over. So easy. He was pretty hot under the collar when I talked to him about it.
He was? Well, isn't that he was just now when I left him?
He was what?
Hot under the collar. I thought it first.
What did he say, Aunt Jane? It was everything.
Well, wait till I sit down. I'll tell you the whole story.
I can't believe it.
Well, you will when I tell you. First he said he thought Betty wanted to marry you for your money. Well, I let him have it. I said, oh, yes, and things like that. And when I was through, he understood that Betty didn't care that much for the money. Oh, it worked that time. Well, then he said about the partnership. He'd break it up, he said, if Carl didn't wait before he got married. And I said, how long? And he said, it might be years. And I said, years? I said, don't you know that the older Carl gets, Betty gets older, too? And you wouldn't want your nephew to marry an old maid, would you? I said, you just think it over. I'll give you a week, I said, and I walked out.
You walked out?
Yes. Did he say he'd think it over?
Well, no, but he must be thinking it over because
Jane, you had my hopes up. And now we're just back where we started.
I told you she wouldn't get anywhere with him.
What do you mean I wouldn't get anywhere? What did I do?
Nothing. That's just it, Aunt Jane. You accomplished nothing.
Nothing? I sit there and take that for you when he says you want to marry Carl for his money, and you say that's nothing? I work my head to the bone thinking of things to say to him when he tells me he spent so much money on car and school so he decided to be a lawyer, and you say that's not?
I've got it.
What car?
That's it, studying law. I didn't study law for nothing. Let me see that partnership contract. He can't break it. We've got it, Betty. She just gave me the idea.
What happened? My back was turned.
Cole, do you think you can do it?
Of course I can.
What happened? I wasn't paying attention.
What a joke on the old man. He paid for my law education. Now it'll come in handy. Let me see those partnership papers. You got them here somewhere?
I think they're in the file.
Get them, honey.
But what happened? What's going on?
It ought to be here, Cole.
We'll find it somewhere. He can't dissolve a partnership anytime he wants to.
I can't make heads or shoulders of what you two are talking about. And if somebody doesn't tell me, I'm going to get good and mad.
Mrs. Ace, don't you see? I think we found a way to save the partnership. If I can see the papers, I'll soon find out if he can dissolve this partnership. I'm sure he can. That's all we're interested in keeping this partnership going. I don't want the legacy he's offering me.
Legacy? What's that?
What he's going to leave me in his will. I don't care about that. And if my legal knowledge counts for anything, I can stop him from dissolving this partnership.
You can?
Sure, he won't have a leg to stand on.
But you won't have a legacy to stand on.
Here it is.
Fine, let me see that, honey. We'll fix it.
Well, it looks as if love has found a way. But just how Mr. Neff takes to it, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.